May we listen for Jesus Christ our Lord with the eyes and ears of our heart. Amen. Do you ever wish that knowing what God wants of us, invites us into, didn't require so much active listening and waiting? That God would instead send us periodic text messages or emails clearly informing us of what's needed and for how long? Our readings and gospel today remind us that God is always inviting us into prayer, contemplation, waiting, and action. We cannot know God or what Christ invites us into if we do not make the time to pray and listen. And if all we do is pray and listen, but do not act, or are not moved in some way towards new understandings, then we have missed an opportunity to serve and bear witness to the love and hope Jesus gives to us and says is our gift to share with others. I know it isn't always easy to wait. Waiting can at times feel like an eternity, especially if we're anxious to know the outcome. Sometimes it feels like we wait and wait and wait. We're trying so hard to wait so that we really know what it is God wants from us that it can feel like maybe God forgot or doesn't care. It can hurt, cause us to lose faith and hope. But Jesus tells us, wait, don't leave, hang in there. The Holy Spirit is coming. And when the Holy Spirit arrives, so does the courage and clarity we all need to come. Paul, too, reminds us that Christ gives us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And as we come to know Jesus, the eyes of our hearts will be enlightened. We will come to know what is the hope to which Jesus has called us, invites us into, invites us to share with others. The ascension of our Lord Jesus is so much more than watching him rise into the heavens. Jesus is telling the disciples, telling us, to prepare ourselves, because when the Holy Spirit comes, we will be baptized, and through our baptisms, we will be empowered. And we are to use our power in this world to witness to everyone, to the ends of the earth, our hearts. Heart in Jewish culture is the center of one's being, the core of self, the place where God speaks most intimately with us, the center from which all of one's actions should spring forth. Jesus is telling the disciples, telling us, to prepare ourselves to be heart-driven, missional people. Use this time to pray and listen and wait, and then get out there. Go forth spreading love and hope and redemption. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he offers them the words of his own prayers for them, his words of his own love for them, his prayers that Jesus Christ, our Lord, gives us spirits of wisdom and insight so that our hearts be opened, so that we know the hope that Jesus calls us into, and that we are inheritors of riches, the gifts of forgiveness, repentance, courage, strength, kindness, and compassion for all peoples, each other, and ourselves. Jesus asks us to pray not our wills but God's will. Jesus asks us to pray to be in relationship with God. Prayer helps us understand what our gifts are and how to use our gifts. Each of us is important. No matter what age we are, we all matter. And we all have something to offer to one another and others. We get into trouble when we forget that every life matters. Every life matters. We must be willing to be the body of Christ in the world and in our local communities, because if not us, then who? If not us, then why are we here? Luke tells us in his gospel and in Acts that we are witnesses, and we are to witness to the kingdom of God. We are to be advocates, and we are bathed in the blessings of the Holy Spirit. We have the tools. We have the gifts to make a difference in the lives of others. When we work with God, when we use our gifts, we gift ourselves with a sense of wholeness, of completeness, of contentedness. We begin to live into our commission to be heart-driven, missional people. Missional does not mean go out to a foreign land and convert people. Missional is much more encompassing and broad, and it doesn't happen without community. And it takes all of us. And it means we figure out together and alone what it means to and for each of us to bear witness to Christ, to carry on Christ's work of reconciliation in the world, to take our place in the world and the life of our church community. It means figuring out what kind of messenger is God inviting each one of us to be. As the disciples await the coming of Pentecost, Jesus tells us to wait, to prepare our hearts, to orient our hearts towards out there. And once the Holy Spirit comes, we must go. We are commissioned by Christ to be sent people, to be heart-driven missional people. Amen.